Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West, West, West.
We're live here. Thank you. Here at TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Take us with you. This is the world's greatest radio, and you are now in touch with Point West. And our featured guest is Dr. Randy Short. Dr. Randy Short. And I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to blow this thing up and tell you what's really going on, because we should know what's really going on. You know, you don't have to agree with it, but just consider it. And we do invite your calls, by the way. You can do that by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I will try to get to them. There are several that are already ahead of you, because many people have many things to say. So let me start off by saying this. Good morning, Dr. Short, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. I hope you're okay.
Yeah. Yes. I'm good, brother. I'm real good. Okay. For those who call in, please turn your radios down, so that we can hear Dr. Short when he makes his statements and so forth. You know, we don't want any echoes or anything in the background, because the information that's going to be dispersed today is going to be very important. Dr. Short, to kick off the program, I was looking at the We Love Africa website, and they printed something dated the 21st of March, 2020. And I'm going to read it here. This is just a little excerpt. Now, speaking is Muammar Gaddafi. And you know a whole lot about Muammar Gaddafi that maybe a lot of people don't know. I know that what we were told about Gaddafi was simply not true, according to my research. But anyway, he said there are people who specialize in creating health problems just to make money, irrespective of the danger it poses to the human existence. He said this: they will create the virus themselves, and they will sell the antidote afterwards, pretending to take their time to find the solution when they already have it. Dr. Short, what do you think about that statement that came out of the mouth of Muammar Gaddafi?
Well, Muammar Gaddafi may appear to be making a statement, a theory, or hypothetical, but there's a significant amount of research that shows that the people, whether it's the United States or Western countries, have a policy of creating a problem and then selling a solution. Are you understanding me? So he's not wrong, and that's inclusive of making a pathogen or a disease, and also cashing in on selling the cure.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, with that being said, because a lot of people don't believe that, in fact, they would say that that could be considered anti-American, whatever the hell that is. I don't know. But they don't like certain things to be said, certain things to be done. But now, this so-called $1,200 money that you're supposed to get, I don't know if it's some people call it a stimulus package, whatever it is. I don't believe it. I think it's $1,200 that you would give to a cracko. But I was looking at some stuff last night, and one of the things that was brought out, stuff concerning this $1,200, one of the things that was brought out was that in the legislation that they, being the House or the Senate, bickered over or took them so long, was the language of the bill or of the package. And what was in the package hidden underneath it was that the, I believe it was the mortgage investors, got a big, big, big chunk of, I don't want to call it a bailout, but they got a big chunk of it to protect their interest, money that was given to them. And a lot of people don't know that, because what was forwarded ahead was this $1,200, which a lot of people, they go off on that, which is really not enough, you know, for somebody, at least, what, mortgage for 1 month, maybe? And if you live in a city like New York, or maybe near where you're at, D.C., that's high. What are your thoughts, or, you know, concerning maybe a perspective that we haven't considered?
Well, it is a bailout, and people need to understand that commercial real estate, they've been projecting for the last 7-8 years that commercial real estate, the malls, the stores, and other such entities would collapse, and it's collapsing presently. These people are trying to forestall what's inevitable. One of the things that's happening with the economy is that it is going to shrink because we have a huge number of abortions. One of the things that grows the economy is a growing population. If you are killing your babies, and at the same time you don't pay real wages in a society that the economy is based on consumption, but you don't pay the majority of people enough so they can consume, and it's contracting, then, you know, if I don't have the money to shop, and if I've we've been given debt instead of money, which means I'll give you a credit card, but you have to pay it back with different real money. And I have a super high APRs, which means that I stick it to you for the debt that you can get when the American public is maxed out like it is.
Yes.
How can the economy grow? But you see, these people don't give a damn. This country is ruled by psycho and sociopaths who hate people. They just don't care, and they don't have to.
Yes.
This $1,200 is nothing. Canada is a much smaller country economically, and they're giving those people $2,000 a month until they come out of it.
Right, for 4 months, which would make it $8,000. You are exactly correct.
The United States is in this $1,200 once.
For 10 weeks, according to Steven Mnuchin. How about that?
That's, they themselves don't live on that. The people in Congress are making, they just voted to give themselves a raise, which means that your Congress people are making about, on average, somewhere between $180,000 to $200,000 a year. Most American people make less than $50,000. So $1,200, do they realize $1,200 isn't 50% of what rent would cost in, say, San Francisco, LA, Miami, D.C., New York, Boston, Chicago? Chicago, Houston, who can afford? People can't live. They don't care how people make it. So this is a scam. This is a bone. This is a bone tossed to the fat guys. They got the big tax rate. They took all that money. They didn't create jobs or invest back in the economy. They bought their own stock. And the same thing is happening with this. People who have overpriced stock are going to buy their stock again. It's casino capitalism. You know, the house always wins.
Yes.
And corporations are going to collapse. If you look, Macy's is closing stores. Everyone's closing stores. There's another area that you need to look at. I know about it well, the student loan debt, which is approaching almost $2 trillion, somewhere between $1.6 to $2 trillion. They bidded up the price of college education to people. I know what it's like. You have a master's. Doesn't matter how smart you are, what school you went to, you need a doctorate. Right? So you run up hundreds of thousands of dollars, and Joe Biden, who many of your listeners want to vote for, Joe Biden is a racist, a monster, who has dementia, who needs to be in one of those assisted living situations, the clown. They passed legislation where people can't file bankruptcy. So if you're one of those students, and look at what happened. You're a student. You come out of college, expensive educational background. You can't take, if you have a six-figure loan to pay off, you can't take a low-paying job to just get in the workforce because you can't pay the loan. And you can't file bankruptcy because the Congress rigged it such that you can't get rid of students.
So that makes it a rigged game,
which means that you can't buy a house, you can't get a car, you can't start a family. Remember I said the population has to grow? Well,
yes.
You can't start a family. You can't get the house. You can't buy in the stores. You who borrowed the money saying, I want to be more than work in Sonic or Burger King. I want to really do something with my life. You become bankrupt trying to get the kind of training and the education. I'm sorry, the thing that would change your life. So you have all these young people and some people who return to school that are older who've been broken because once they got those degrees and the debt, you fill the country with people from other countries. It's not just people working in agriculture. The H-1 visa program, where you have all kinds of white-collar people in the country by the millions who had free education where they came from, right? That they could take a job at $35,000-$40,000 a year, and they could make it somehow. So what you need to make and what that other person needs to make a difference, so they'll take that person. Or let's talk about the healthcare situation, which is bloated. There's a group called Physicians for Reform, and they had a very tough for them that there's about $400 billion in fraud every year in medical care, $400 billion. And that's a lowball number.
That's a lowball number. Yeah. Let me pause right here just for a second, Dr. Short. I have to do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you. And it is Talkin' Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, along with Trent McMurray and Rita Arnold. Now, this show is exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Now, all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, Click on programs, and there is a complete list of all the shows that TalkTainmentRadio.com carries. And in radio, we say this: if you want to listen to the show, just give it a sample. You don't have to listen to the entire show if you don't want to, but give it a sample and see if you like it or not. And if you do, okay, you didn't hit the like button and maybe subscribe button. But this and many more comes from TalkTainmentRadio.com. Just like I said, just click on the programs and you're there. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the host of Point West here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And the featured guest is Dr. Randy Short. And if you would like to get in contact with Dr. Short, all you have to do is call 1-877-932-9766. You can get in touch with him, ask the questions, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I would be more than happy to read your Gmails. Dr. Short, back to you. I'm going to have you finish that statement about the medical profession that's hiding that, what, $400 million or whatever they were doing, and then I'm going to go to some Gmails if I don't get a question here. So go ahead, continue, please.
Yeah, it's the pharmaceutical and medical industry together that are basically stealing and ripping off and defrauding the American public. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that many Americans, as everyone knows, are bankrupt because you get sick. It costs so much to get well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and every way in which the very wealthy can take everything that they can from the masses, they do it. And the masses of people, forgive me, they're idiots because we worship people that are rich.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm a rich fat cat, if I'm a brute, a monster, or I mean, I can make it even lower. If I've got a big house, a big car, and I'm selling dope in the neighborhood, forcing everybody, people will marvel at my nice clothes, not say, hey, that's evil how you've accumulated this money. And behind every great fortune is an even greater crime.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think of it this way, the Rockefellers, who are based out of your wonderful city of Cleveland, maybe not anymore, but initially were there, this is the greed that's on a Luciferian level that drives the property costs. And they do everything they can to make money without any regard to how it's made. So you have a situation where the pharmaceutical people make illnesses.
Yes, create them.
We can be on point. Anyone that wishes to look for this, I'm not making this up, the United States military research and research investigation for infectious diseases, which is based in Fort Maryland, was shut down in August. These people that make bioweapons for the United States Army and research got closed August last year because it was just violating the rules, violating safety standards, releasing things, dumping things.
Yeah. Okay.
No more than 55 miles from Washington D.C. outside of Baltimore, just jumping stuff.
Right.
Releasing things into the air and the water. Literally, we have no idea. And they're not saying the United States government had to shut down its own military bioweapons laboratory because we're putting things out. Maybe they put Corona out. They're not telling us.
Yes. Okay.
It was August, and look at what's happening now. And people don't know how they got this. But anyone can go look Fort Detrick, Maryland, and isn't that amazing?
Okay.
So people who make germs, pathogens to kill, I just look like me throwing stuff out my back. And let the trash man pick it up without any regard for my neighbors.
Yes.
So how could what Gaddafi said not be taken to be believable when you can go look that up? That's a fact that they were putting out stuff, not even doing it properly. And so right now, as I speak to you, the Fort Detrick, Maryland, which is where our biological weapons laboratory is waiting for $100 million to be put into their budget because Congress has held it up because they're angry about the things that they're doing.
Okay.
And this is one country where the military and spending on the military is always right. Tell me when you've heard of a branch of the military shut down in your life.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. We're having a little problem here. You're speaking to me on your phone. Is that correct? Because we're getting a little echo back in here, which is makes you sound like you're breaking up. But anyway, hopefully that can be resolved. Let me go to the Gmails here before I have to go to break. This comes from Daryl. He says he has two questions for you. Number one, he wanted you, he says, Dr. Short, can you speak more about your prediction that there'll be many black megachurches closing throughout this decade? And number two, can you speak about your book that'll be coming out soon? The title, what's it about, and where we can purchase it? Thank you very much, Daryl.
I'll do the second one first.
Okay.
The book, dissertation from Howard. It's in two volumes. It's it's called Slavery's Mastery, and it deals with through adducing a social biography of Reverend William Shepherd, who was a missionary to the Congo that exposed genocide and an early pioneer for civil rights. But I look at the history of black people in America, as well as racism, and I look at post-Civil War era, all the way up to about the 1920s. And the publisher is Hollis Media. We're supposed to move on this after the 5th of this month, so in about 4 days I'll know more, and I'll happily send information, Brother Bobby. Corona has put a little bit of pause on the book. Now, back to the mega churches and the churches in general, many people are not aware. First and foremost, the churches are businesses. It happens to be a business that claims to represent, at least the case of a church, Jesus Christ, or God, the Son of God, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. Now, I hope that they do that, but we're typically disappointed in that, right? Now, we're going to just say that. Imagine you have an entity that when you go to McDonald's, you at least expect to be able to find burgers and fries. When you go to a black church or, we don't have the burgers and cup fries, and you may not have shakes, you may not have cups, but it does claim a burger joint. So imagine if people are going who want hamburger and fries, we won't even get the pies or the shakes or the salad or the coffee, but just the burgers and fries. And if you do have a burger and fry, it's subpar or it's substandard or whatever, you're going to have people eventually get turned off and go somewhere else. And generationally, there's a shift away from the traditional church. I mean, the preachers and the other people, not only do they not teach what's in the Bible, not only do they not deal with the issue of the poor and the oppressed and holiness. I mean, we have churches that affirm same-sex marriage. Churches. There was one in Toledo, if I'm correct. You're out in your state of Ohio with a Church of God in Christ Church where there are about five or six men on staff that were raping women and children in the church. And the denomination, the Church of God in Christ, the largest black denomination, didn't want to do anything about it. These kinds of things, like what happens with the white Catholic Church, these things destroy people's trust, confidence, and desire to be associated with such an entity. And this business of religion, just a Christmas, 7,000 or more churches or church institutions close their doors every year, and thousands and thousands of people who are in the ministry, pastors, preachers, mm-hmm. elders, deacons, whatever, quit.
Yes.
A lot of them are disgusted, or a lot of them can't make enough money, whatever, or they don't like it. So, and then when you add this newer generation of this, the same interest in at least the Christian church is not there.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, if I want burgers and fries and you decide to sell me tofu, or you don't have any food at all, why should I go to you? Because my mama and my grandfather, and they went there, but just you don't have anything. You know, they're, if once you understand that these churches are washed in scandal, they're washed in fraud. Look at this corona situation. What leadership are you seeing these big black churches show, other than asking people to continue to give money? Are they saying, hey, look, we believe in God and we don't want the people to hurt or suffer. We're going to take out a loan against our building, and we're going to make certain our people eat. If you call this number, we've got hazmat, clothing, whatever. We're working in tandem with the local people. If you're a person and you need help, we're here for you. Or at least we're going to look out for our members.
Mm-hmm.
I can assure you, we have data. The average black church isn't doing a damn thing other than these men are worried about their money. You see, having gone to divinity school, do you know that they have programs where they teach people how to become mega church pastors? And part of being setting up a mega church is, and people realize this, it is actually their intention to impact people with a new structure. There's something about the psychology that you can excite people in a church when you're going to build something, which means even if you have a really nice church and it's wonderful and people go, you know, why not get a $50 million building now? And they understand that. And so what they do is they exhaust. They keep people busy to get this new building. And by consistently getting money out of the people and doing this, folks get tired. Folks get old, and folks are busy working, and you've got everybody pledged to give $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 per family annually. And you do that to people for so many years, people get exhausted. They want to go to another church, or they die, or whatever, or they get a new pastor. So this whole system is a form of slavery and chicanery and fraud. The biggest fraud of all times is the tithe. And I'm a Christian, and I grew up in the church, Pentecostal, Apostolic. You show me where Jesus talked about people having to pay the tithe. Giving is correct. You're supposed to give. In fact, not just 10%, but your whole life to God. So we're not going to even limit it to 10%, 100% of who you are to God. But the 10% tithe was for the Levites, the tribe of Levi that did not have a portion of land. And the division of what was to happen for ancient Israel. none of these coon preachers are Levites. They're frauds. And they've got jobs and businesses and houses and so forth. The tithe was for the Levites. There have been no Levites as far as the Christian movement goes ever since the veil was torn when Jesus Christ was on the cross.
Yes. Okay.
So you get where I'm coming from.
Yes, sir.
So now that looking up, churches will collapse.
Okay. I'm going to have to cut you off there, Dr. Short, because we're running up against the break, but we'll pick that point right up. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have Dr. Short finish about the mega churches, and then we're going to get into J.C. Watts.
Shop Ash Kicking Online.
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking Online at www.ashkicin.com.
Amina Brenda Lynn Robinson shared her creative energy with the people of Columbus and the Mount Vernon neighborhood.
Now the Greater Columbus Arts Council hopes her creative spirit will inspire future generations of black artists. The two new programs are open to black and visual artists are the Amina Robinson Fellowship for local artists and the Amina Robinson Residency for national artists. More information about both programs is available at gcac.org or call 614-224-2606.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on Talktainment Radio.
Welcome back here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the host here on Point West, and our featured guest is Dr. Randy Short. If you'd like to get in contact with the show, you may do so by calling 1-877-932-9766, and you can ask your questions to Dr. Short, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Dr. Short, I want to get back to what you were finishing up or concluding on the mega churches, and then I'm going to ask you about the Black News Network. I think it's sponsored by Republican J.C. Watts, but I'm going to let you finish up, and then we'll move right into that. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so where where we left off, is that the mega churches that are structured to keep people busy raising money, it gets old, it gets tiring, they lose people. There was a pastor, I think they were on the show of Roland Martin, and this man needs to just to make the mortgage for this church, $100,000 cash every month. That means $1.2 million just to pay the mortgage. Now, imagine, even if he's very modest, have a church of that size, you can't have volunteers.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to need at least about, what, 3, 4, 5 people. And then there's heating and cooling and insurance, right?
Yes, sir.
And maintenance. Who's going to clean it? Maybe the pastor's vacuum cleaning. I doubt it, right? And so you have all these things. And if you have a bus, or if you have a radio program or a television program, if you pay for flyers, or if you have AV, so you can end up needing millions of dollars per year. I was my very low. I'm thinking if his mortgage is just $100,000, not to mention any other payments. That, of course, as you know, it's $1.2 million, that, which means that's not one door knocked on, that's not one youth program, that's not one senior center visit. That's just to keep the doors open, $1.2 million just to be in the game. If you add anybody else, if it's $100,000 to pay him and the other people on staff, then that's $2.4 million, right? If it's a couple of dollars to do this or that, then you could be looking at $3 million just to keep the doors open and have place staff,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Before you touch one person, before you've driven anywhere, before you've done anything, you're talking about millions of dollars just to be out there, right? So imagine if I have a big church in a poor area or a working class area where people are struggling and have lost their homes or you name it. What would my focus be? Helping broke black people or folks with bad schools or bad food or bad housing or bad water or drug problems or health disparities or keeping the door of my pimp palace open.
Oh, wow.
You know goodness well that the pimp palace cash rules, property matters, and not people. And a lot of folks see this. The generation, the old women, I guess they can't find a man, or, you know, you're a little chunky around the edges, and you're looking at the pastor and gleaming his gold cross that's like only 12 carat. I mean, that should let you know he's cheap. Those people that fund that number is shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
So with this time, and I'll just tell you, I mean, I come from a family of preachers, these folks keep people busy and occupied, keep them in church. I'm just telling you, I grew up in a family where you were in church 7 days a week. You didn't get a chance to think. You have to always go to church. There's young people stay, there's missionaries stay, there's a seniors stay, there's couples day. You just have everyone in church constantly running around, perpetually busy, really doing nothing. Really. If the religion that these people practiced had anything to do with transforming people's lives, how do we have the BS that we do as a community? And certain people see that, and they're pissed, and they're voting with their feet, and they're leaving these places. So these big pimp palaces for these poor pimps and their little half attractive wives with the big Mexican sombrero hats, they're going to have to pay for it themselves. You know what? They're going to have to do some jingle mail. Like the folks with the McMansions, they would just leave the keys and abandon the building. This is what's happening. Folks are splitting. Aside from that, we got all these huge black folks out here who think they're gods. You know, they're all in the Egyptian stuff. This is silly. You know, they're already killing their babies. They're already halfway there. So there's a shift. And when the people get to spend all these weeks away from the church, a lot of folks are going to think, you know, it's kind of cool not having to dress up and have my official gold tie or silver tie, or the woman has to wear her Diana Ross, the Supremes reunion sombrero hat, fit in the feathers, ostrich farm. A lot of the absurdity of religion, I'm not talking about faith and a belief in God, someone might think, and other people are talking to each other. So a whole lot of people who never knew that Brother Bobby West had a better ministry than the little thug that was in church that you were following, whose wife has a look and kill and stabbing everybody in the back. So that's what I see, that the game is up.
Yes.
The game is up, and particularly in our community, people are mad. And so I'll be those who go, but I think there's a growing awareness that there's a lot to be desired, and this judgment that I see Corona as being on this larger society, the fact that these people had no answers, no solutions when you're facing a life or death situation, the only solution is give more money. You know, that's what a pimp says to a prostitute. You know, we need more sales. I mean, you need to wear tighter dresses, and you need to talk more lovingly to your clients. You know, this scam is it's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, pyramid scheme.
And it's not going to last.
Okay.
Let's go on to the next issue.
Okay. Yeah, because I definitely want to get to your Cash App situation. Okay, we talked about, there's a, I think as of November 2019, I think they came online, the Black News Network. Do you have any information about that, the cities that it's in?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I heard it's coming, and, you know, a lot of things are coming. You know, they say Jesus is coming. He's not here yet. And right now, I mean, I'm not saying he's not coming. I hope he's coming. I want him to come. Please, you know, my redemption is there. I want it to come. But like I shared with someone, no malice, I met J.C. Watts about 20 years ago, okay? And he seemed nice, brother. I mean, okay. But I don't know him to be a crusader for Black issues, for Black people. Right now they've got a network, and I believe when they say they had it, are they making any real news or reporting talking about Black people being disproportionately made sick by this coronavirus in the state of Wisconsin? Almost half of the people that have been reported to die in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, are Black.
Okay.
It's a Black woman shot to death within the last few days in Louisville, Kentucky. A Black woman, an emergency tech woman with two jobs. But police can't kick in her door, shooting 27 times, shoot her 8 times. She's dead.
Okay.
Where are these Black people? Where is former fat girl from Mississippi, Oprah Winfrey? Where is RuPaul? Where are these feminists? Where is everybody when Black folks are suffering?
Okay.
And hungry and homeless? I mean, do you hear them? Do you see them? Can you find them? Are the little idiots on the Breakfast Club? Where are people when we're suffering?
Okay.
You don't. So if they're out here, you know, like I said, I've been told, and I believe Jesus is coming back, but he's not here. I would think that something that is secular of the here and now should be a lot more tangible than the faith that I subscribe to. And right now, I don't know about it.
Okay.
I wish I did. I wish it were doing something.
Okay. Here's what my research associate has come up with. He got this information from The Hill. It says the, I'm going to just read you a little excerpt of it. This is what we discovered. The Black News Channel, the first 24-hour news channel created by black people for black people, launched Monday. Not this Monday, it was in November. So the new network, founded by former Republican J.C. Watts, a Republican from Oklahoma, reaches 33 million households in heavy African-American markets, including New York, Los Angeles, and Atlanta. BNC is based in Tallahassee, Florida, and employs 60 people. Quoting here, I think there's a need to be more comprehensive, a comprehensive story told about the African-American community, and we'll have a venue to do that. This is what Watts told NPR in a recent interview. Quoting again, we're not looking to be liberal or conservative. We want to provide a venue for African-Americans to voice, to be a part of the dialogue that's going on in the country, be it incarceration reform or impeachment. Then he went on to say about, end of quote, talked about the on-air talent, which some of us have heard of, and he said the channel is available to Spectrum, Infinity, X1, and Dish Network customers, and looks to be available on Sling and Roku soon. I have Roku, but I don't have that. Is this, in your opinion, based on what you just heard, and this article came from The Hill, as my research team forwarded to me, is that viable or what? You brought up some good
viable,
questions.
But it reminds me of Negro Entertainment Television, BET is what you, and I'm being nice with Negro. I like the other N-word.
Okay.
That means it's in someone's package. That means that it's put in your home. If you buy the service, you have access to it. But you see, you know, no disrespect. Who gets more money, a call girl or a hoe?
Okay.
Okay, people looking for CNN, people look for MSNBC, people look for Fox, and they're willing, they call for it, they look it up, they want it in their package, right? Right now, this thing is a hole. You take it because you get it, not because you follow a call girl. You say, hey, look, I got $500, a hole, man. I got some Chuck E. Cheese tokens. Think about it. There is a need for what they're talking about. But specifically, it isn't customer driven yet. Where is their product for people to want it? I'm not saying they don't have it. I just haven't seen anything, nor have you. Which means, like BET, BET was everywhere because it was in the package. Not because they established a brand and something that people wanted and says, yes, I want home box office. Do you get where I'm coming
from?
What they're doing is going under the fence to get into people's homes. And unless they're prepared to spend a few million dollars or do something that gets the highly distracted black population
highly distracted
attention, then they're going to experience challenges, and frankly they should have been talking to Andrew Young and the others to see if they could get on Bounce TV, right? Should be looking at what exists. Armstrong Williams has 6 or 7 or 8 stations. Seems like they'd make a deal. Say, hey, Armstrong, put us on. We'll provide at a fraction of the cost the news service that you could run on your station.
So why aren't they making a deal? Why aren't they making a deal?
I didn't say that they haven't.
Okay.
If they've done it, we don't know about it.
Okay.
We're thinking, people. You think, I think. I'm looking around. I'm aware that they're looking to do this. I just haven't seen anything.
Okay. All right.
I haven't seen it in Facebook. I haven't seen it in Twitter. I'm not saying it's not there.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't have an advertising budget
if you don't have a gimmick, if you've got 60 people working for you and y'all haven't made people know that you're doing something, you might be going about it the wrong way. This is now April. You started in November, so that's December, January, February, March. You have news on the air for 4 months.
Yes.
With 60 employees. And there have been issues, news, there's worthwhile stuff. For example, people running for the presidency. I know that J.C. Watts is a Republican, and that's fine with me. Why haven't they had a town hall to talk about who do black people want in office?
Yes.
Do they have that kind of creativity? I don't know. I'm not saying that they don't have it. I'm just saying we don't see it.
Okay.
Remember Aretha Franklin? I remember Sly Stone. I remember Whitney Houston.
Yes.
You remember each one of them had something in common. It happened with other people. Remember at a certain point, Aretha Franklin started missing shows.
Yeah, I remember. Yes,
Okay, right. You remember, and Aretha was big as hell. Remember Sly Stone started missing shows?
Yes.
Okay. It didn't matter. People knew that they had sold millions of records, and that began to happen with Whitney Houston. People began to not buy the tickets because these people didn't always show up. And these are people who were established.
Yes.
When Aretha stopped making her shows, she had been on the road at that point 15 years all over the country. When she stopped hitting the shows about 70, 69, 70, she'd been on the road for 15 years. And it's only at a certain point that she didn't show, but it only took a little bit of her being irregular for people to not be willing to pay to see her live.
I got you.
Stone at the top of the charts. But this messed up a couple of times. People don't show. Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard, big records, big. I mean, tens of millions of records sold, but you didn't show up. So look, these are for those that are established, that are known. Well, I mean, you've got a new network. No one is really aware of the good work that you're doing, or you haven't established yourself. Why would anyone watch you? If they're down in Tallahassee, California, they had a golden opportunity. They should be interviewing Andrew Gillum.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, that would be right here.
Okay.
And so they could interview the Dookie Stains and the Blood Stains and the little bottles and just ask him, hey, dude, what's up with this albino RuPaul that goes to the gym that you were like laid up with? Or hear from him is what?
The opportunity
is there. And not succeeding thus far.
I have to pause here, Dr. Short, and then we'll get right back to that. I've marked it down, starting with Sly Stone. Listen, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. Now, my name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of Point West, and my featured guest, as you hear him, is Dr. Randy Short. You can get in contact with the show by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, which somebody just did, to numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Now, the reason why we have this particular interruption, and God knows I didn't want to interrupt Dr. Short, but we have to do this. All this research that Dr. Short does, it's not free. I mean, really, it's not. It's not free. And what we have Dr. Short do is, if you appreciate what he does, then there's a way that you can show your appreciation. Now, I'm not pimping Dr. Short, but, I mean, nothing is free. Dr. Short, talk about how people can compensate you with Cash App or whatever, the things that you use to get this on so you can continue your research that we can get this information out to people.
Well, thank you, Brother Bobby. And I want to thank the people who've already been very kind. I picked up a couple of books of things that are that you just want to have to keep up. My Cash App is Dr. D-R Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, short, $, Dr. Randy Short, or PayPal, which is WRandyShort@gmail. I appreciate it. I use it for two things, to get materials or buy things. Like there's some stuff I'm going to drop on you, Brother Bobby.
Okay.
Stuff like this book.
Okay.
On Darwinism. It facilitates us doing what we do. A lot of times you may have to read something. I just got this phenomenal book that compares all the laws on race between the United States and the other countries in this hemisphere. So if we have a conversation on law, I'll be able to say, well, in Brazil and Paraguay and Venezuela and the United States and Canada and Cuba. And, you know, but you had to pay for it, even if I'm aware of some of the history. So it makes us stronger, you know, and so it doesn't take much. The other thing is we're trying to work with Dr. Nancy Dawson. We encourage people to do urban farming, urban gardening. So, I mean, the two things, my passion is either buying seeds.
Yes, sir.
Learning how to grow stuff, giving people advice to do that. And Dr. Dawson is actually an agronomist with a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have her on your program. That's one of the things. In fact, folks need to be growing their own stuff. Don't know where our food's going to come from.
Okay.
So I want a whole bunch of seeds. I want some mustard green seeds. In fact, I start planting today. I'm going to be planting my lettuce and all the stuff that you know, in the stores. It's crazy.
You could get corona
going to the store.
Watch out, man.
So people need to buy seeds. So yes, that when folks bless me, that things I get are seeds and books.
Okay.
Research material.
But people can get in contact because I've used it. Thanks to my brother in Virginia, Reggie Carricker, showed me how to download the Cash App installation, and I did that and made sure that you got a little piece. I just didn't want to talk about it and not be a participant in it. But Cash App, PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Cash App, PayPal,
thank
and what else?
Well, there are other things, but those are the easiest.
Okay, those are the easiest. Okay. Okay, the reason why I'm doing that, because we're almost wrapping up as soon as I get the sign here. But people, again, nothing is free. Please, ma'am, please, sir. And again, I'm not pimping it, but sir, if you listen to the program, nothing is free. This is what you need to do, you know, $5, $10, whatever it is, to make sure that we get this information out. Because you're not going to get this information, at least I haven't, on the national news networks, and I listen to it. And that's why I asked Dr. Short about this so-called Black News Network, and he just asked some profound questions. He just did about Sly Stone and Aretha and all of them. What's going on here? Why aren't we there? Or what was going out in California? We need Black news, if you will, if there's such a thing as Black news. All right, I'm getting the finger for 1 minute, so let me put a wrap on this. Dr. Short, about 30 seconds before we wrap up the first hour. You have something to say before I have to go into this?
Yes. Grow something, folks. Put it in the ground. You have no idea where your next green vegetable or fruit is coming from. I mean, we're in the lockdown here in D.C. I mean, you can grow stuff in your own yard. You got space. Grow something. You have no idea how long this thing is going to last.
All righty. With that, that concludes the first hour of Point West. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour of Point West on TalkTainment Radio. com.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.